USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. The big winter storm may be over for much of the USA, but it will take most of the week for the airlines to get back to normal. Already today, airlines have canceled nearly 3,000 flights and delayed nearly 5,000 more. And it's still snowing in western New York. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says many streets remain impassable, which made it very hard for police to find stranded drivers.
Police have literally, in a variety of different ways, provided hundreds of rescues.
25 people confirmed dead in Erie County from weather issues. More than 55 across the USA have died. Some 14,000 customers around Tacoma, Washington, were without power much of Christmas Day after vandals did damage to three substations. This just a week after similar attacks in North Carolina left many thousands in the dark. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he is willing to negotiate over Ukraine, to which one top Ukrainian official responds, Putin needs to come back to reality. Meanwhile, Ukraine is calling on the United Nations to expel Russia. Not just from the Security Council, but from the entire body. China says as of next week it will no longer require tourists to quarantine, the latest of several moves to ease nearly 3 years of strict COVID restrictions. Did you get a Christmas bonus this year? If so, you're among a growing few.
Challenger, Gray, and Christmas are reporting more than 81% of the 252 employees surveyed by the outplacement firm said they are planning to freeze the value of the holiday bonuses at the same level as last year, while a growing number of companies say they will forego a bonus altogether.
Correspondent Lance Pry. It's not even one and done for Denver Broncos coach Nathaniel Hackett. The team has fired the first-year head coach after yesterday's blowout at the hands of the Los Angeles Rams. This is USA News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
level. Just like old times, only better. The Best Man, The Final Chapter. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!
Oregon is the latest state to try to close the Charleston loophole, the provision of federal law that lets gun dealers sell guns without a completed background check if the check takes longer than 3 days. Oregon voters approved a new law to close the loophole, but a judge on the conservative east side of the state ordered a pause earlier this month. That judge says he'll decide next week whether to keep in place or lift his order blocking the law. It's called the Charleston loophole because that's how a man in Charleston, South Carolina, got a gun back in 2015, a gun he used to kill 9 people with at a church. A hatred of immigrants is what authorities say motivated a man who walked into a Kurdish cultural center in Paris last week and started shooting 3 people killed before the man was captured. This may not be the best news to start a new year. A new study concludes that more than a quarter of us expect to be more stressed in 2023. A recent poll from the American Psychiatric Association found 26% are anticipating more stress. That's up about 20% over last year. But wait, there's more. This is the worst week of the year for heart attacks. The American Heart Association's findings show more heart attacks happen during the last week of December than at any other time of the year. But doctors say you can protect yourself by taking time out during the holidays to just relax. Also, a 20 to 30 minute walk each day can help reduce stress levels. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.